Thank you all for coming. Our youth delegates from Palestine wanted to share with you the message they carried to the youth forum and to the children's summit. We have Janine Abruqti from Ramallah. She's 15 years old. We have Abed Abdurrahman from Gaza. He is 16. We have Reem Hassan from Khan Yunis in Gaza. She is 16 years old. And we have Ahmed from Ramallah. He is 16 years old. Okay. We leave it to the children to start.
First of all, hi for everybody. But I want to say something. Please excuse us because our English is not so good. First of all, we are the Palestinian youth or the Palestinian delegates. We came here because we believe in the participation rights. You know, we believe that the children must join every forum, every conference that prefer to them, or that will be finished with a decision or with something that for them, for children. So they must join this forum or any forum to could express their wanted thing and to could express what they feel and the way that the decision must be taken to be good for children, to be good for them. See?
So, hi everybody, I'm Ahmed Al-Khair from Palestine, Ramallah. I'm very happy to see you, all of you up here, came to share with us, to hear from us, our experiences, our stories of what we are facing in Palestine, and to tell you much more about what we are wanting from this conference and from this session, and what we are here to do. First of all, we came here to share our ideas, to share our thinking of the future of all the children in the world, to share with all the children that came from many countries, to tell them more about our lives, to tell them more about what we face every day, and to hear also from them what they are having, what things that they like, they hate, what are their hobbies, to be familiar with other people in this world. I'm just going to start from our case and what we want to say to the UN and what we want to say to the world. We're here because after 10 years of the signing of the paper for children, after 10 years of that, we are seeing Palestinian children being killed, being abused, being destroyed as children, being abandoned from going to schools, abandoned from going to health centers, being shot everywhere, every bad thing was going with those children. And while there is in that paper that was signed before 10 years,
convention
that was signed for 10 years, there was many
items
that gives the right for children of protection, gives them the right to be educated, gives them the right to have good health, gives them the right to know their nationality, to have their homes, not to be entered in any war or conflict. After those years, we are seeing that thing being destroyed by the Israeli soldiers in our country. And we're here also to tell the world that this is happening. So what are you going to do for that? What are you going to do to support us, to give life for Palestinian children?
Okay, as my friend said that we came here with a voice of peace from all the Palestinian children, and with the message that we love to live in peace in our land, and like the children all over the world. So we came here to share them And tell them what is the real situation out there in Palestine, and to tell them that we support everyone who needs care and who needs somebody to stand with him, and and we're with everybody, and we love and everybody. We're children. We don't hate anybody. And we came here again with a voice of peace.
ريم. طبعا احنا هنا جينا بصعوبة انا بالاول ريم حسن من غزة. جينا بصعوبة لUnited Nations في الولايات المتحدة. كتير واجهتنا صعوبات في الطريق من اغلاق حواجز وطرق.
Yeah, we came here with great difficulties because of the closures, because of the curfews, because of the long time that it takes us to commute from one area to the other.
كمان تركنا أهالينا في وضع صعب جدا ما بين القصف والدمار والأطفال وأخواتنا كمان في المدارس ما بيقدروا يروحوا على المدارس المرضى ما بيقدروا يروحوا على المستشفيات كان وضع كتير صعب ولكننا قررنا ان احنا نيجي لندلب اصواتنا ونوصل رسالة للعالم انه احنا موجودين ان احنا بدنا حقوقنا وعاوزينها
Yeah, we came here and we left our parents and our people in a very difficult situation because they are facing Israeli attacks, facing destructions. Our brothers and sisters, our children cannot reach their schools. The sick cannot reach the hospital, and but we insisted we want to come back to come here to carry this message to the world to hear what we are suffering.
كان تركيزنا بما أن أطفال فلسطينيين على ثلاث أشياء مهمة ورئيسية أولها الحق في الحياة كأطفال العالم الثاني التعليم الحق في التعليم لأنه مستوى التعليم عندنا تدهور كتير بسبب القصف الإسرائيلي وبسبب الاحتلال الإسرائيلي كانت دراستنا مش منتظمة استوعابنا لأنه كمان صحتنا النفسية تأثرت جدا وتدهورت الأوضاع النفسية في فلسطين فبالتالي أثر على مستوانا التعليمي وأيضا كنا نطالب بالحماية والشعور بالأمن لأنه أكثر مكان ممكن الواحد يشعر فيه بالأمن هو بيته لكن إحنا هذا لا نجده واقعا في فلسطين
We came here with three demands. Our right to life, yeah. which is the first and basic right. And the second thing is our right to education. And most of the time we could not reach our schools. Many of the schools were destroyed and we were traumatized because of the fighting and we could not even concentrate and have proper education. And the third thing is our right to protection, because we as children we cannot defend ourselves, we need the international community to provide protection.
رسالتنا اللي حابين نوصلها للعالم أختتم فيها أن نحن موجودين من عدة سنين وبنطالب بحقوقنا لكن صوتنا ما وصل بالتالي إحنا بنستغلها هاي فرصة لندلب أصواتنا ونطالب بحقوقنا المشروعة ونطالب بتنفيذ وتطبيق اتفاقية حقوق الطفل على الطفل الفلسطيني.
We are here because since a long time we have been suffering, but apparently the world did not hear our cry. We are here to tell them that we want the world to implement the Child's Rights Convention for Palestinian children to have their rights as children.
Thank you.
I think they would like. Excuse me. No, before. They would like maybe to share some old personal experiences they went through in the recent months in Palestine.
هنا لا خليها تكلم بتحكيش ثاني. بتحكي عن تجربة مرينا فيها. ممكن تجربنا راح تكون أكثر طفولية. يعني راح نحكي إنه إحنا أول شيء لا نملك ملاعب. لا نملك أندية اللعب فيها كل لعبنا بالشوارع احنا انولدنا في المخيم وعشنا في المخيم ومن هنا بنوصل رسالة أطفال المخيم أهم حادثة تعرضنا لها اللي هي حادثة الطفل
I want to send this message and say we as children, we don't have playgrounds, we don't have clubs. We were born in a refugee camp, and we the only place to play is the slums of the camp. And I am going to talk.
في عيد الفطر اللي هو العيد اللي يأتي بعد عيد بعد شهر رمضان كانوا كأطفال بيلعبوا في الشارع ومعهم لعبهم الطفولية. فجأة صار قصف. القصف كان يستهدف الأطفال المنطقة اللي كان يلعبوا فيها. فاستشهد طفل وجرح آخرين بقذيفة قطعت لهم أطرافهم وإيديهم وكانوا في حالة خطرة جدا.
During the holy feast of Ramadan, the feast of Al-Fitr, the children were playing as usual in the slums, and a rocket came. One child was killed, and four others were wounded, and even their fingers were cut, and they were in a very, very traumatic situation.
الحادثة الثانية أيضا حصلت في شهر رمضان لخمسة أطفال كانوا رايحين على المدرسة انفجر فيهم لغم كان وضعينه الإسرائيليين أو الجيش الإسرائيلي في الطريق أدى إلى تقطع جثثهم إلى أشلاء أطفال المدارس الذهل بهذا المنظر ويعني منظر فظيع كانوا يلموا بأشلائهم وأنا معي برضو
Another very traumatic incident is when five children were going to their schools as usual, and a landmine put by the Israeli occupation soldiers exploded, and the five children died, and they were their bodies were scattered, and the children, other children, had to see this scene, which was very traumatic. And she saw it, and she has some of the books, and this is the school bag of the children who died in this tragic. The five children were from the same family. Okay, read.
Okay, I'm gonna thank my friend Dream for her sharing her experience, her personal experiences, and I'm gonna talk about myself, about my personal experiences. Actually, I'm not gonna talk about an experience which I had while like coming here. Maybe many of you hear that I had to spend one night on a chicken point for Israeli while I'm moving from city to another city, while I'm moving from my city where I live to another city to reach Egypt. We spent one night in the cars. Yeah, this is a small experience. I'm going to talk about another experience. Actually, okay, I'm going to talk about this one. I live in Jabalia camp, okay, so for refugees, and while we began our trip, we have to move to another city to could reach Egypt. Okay, there between two Palestinian cities in the Palestinian area in Gaza Strip, there are checkpoint for Israeli army. We were stopped there, and the road was closed for no reason, only closed. It's only 10 meters. 10 meters, it's not a long distance or something like to be there are a chicken point. So we slept one night. We reached this chicken point at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, and we could pass it on 6 p.m. the next day. So we spent about 29 hours or 30 hours in the cars. We can't get out of the cars. This is the room, and there were a long queue of cars. About 600 cars were standing in the same queue, and that's in the south, in the north of Gaza Strip. Another long queue of cars were waiting in the other side of Gaza Strip, in the south of Gaza Strip, because when they close this checkpoint point, when they close this road, they stop the life in Gaza Strip, because many of teachers, many of workers from north of Gaza Strip. Works in on the south of Gaza Strip. Okay, I'm gonna say another thing that it's about refugees. I live in Jabalia camp, as I said before, for refugees. It's one of the biggest refugee camp in all of Palestine. We suffer from something that we had no schools. Okay, about only 3 schools or 4 schools in the camp. Okay, there are about 60 boys or girls in the same class. Okay, 60 students in the same class. So there are many results on this huge number of students in the same class. One of them that they can't, the teacher can't explain or the lesson for a huge number of students. We suffer also from many problems because there are a huge number of children and students, and there's no many schools. That's because we are refugees. And why are we refugees? Because we were occupied in 1948 by the Israeli army. Thank you.
I think they have a lot to say, but
I have to summarize.
No, we would give the press the chance to ask them and maybe to have the...
Anybody has a question?
You've been at this conference for 3 days. When you tell your stories, what kind of response do you get from the grown-ups?
We feel that they are kind of with us. We feel that they are... We feel some sympathy of them. We feel that they are feeling with us when they hear our stories. Those stories are really very bad stories for any other boy in the world. And when he hears that we are facing those things daily, he feels that one boy that we told him about those stories, he told us that those stories will change all my life, because after this I'm not going to complain about things that I'm not going to have cold thing to eat at the morning or something like that because of noise or those things, because you are facing much more things that I have ever imagined that I could face. So we feel some sympathy of many of the children and of many of whom we met and told them our stories, our what things that we face, but
okay. Yeah, but something my friend means by boy, children, okay, boy or girl, because in Arabic we use boy for both of them, okay.
We have an example about Alex, I think.
Oh yeah. So another question?
Yeah.
What do you feel when you meet a child?
Okay, I can answer this.
You can answer this question.
Okay. Do you mean?
What do you feel when you meet a Israeli child?
His question is, what do you feel when you meet an Israeli child?
Okay. First of all, we don't hate anybody. That's what you mean, and because they are children, and we don't hate children because they. I think they can feel us, but we hate the occupation, and because of them, government are occupied our land since 1948. And we haven't any chance to live like the children all over the world in peace. So we want peace, and we want to live like the children. So we don't hate anybody. And what we are feeling that they can do something for us. They can push and try to push hard on the government to do something for the Palestinian children to end the occupation. So that what we was trying to that idea that we was trying to reach it for the Israeli Israel's children.
Another question.
Yes, perhaps the young man in the jacket there. What is your position on the use of suicide bombings?
First of all, we're not with killing innocent people, and that's the main idea. But when you're talking about somebody who has lost all, but when you're talking about, okay.
Can we just have one person talking?
Raise my
Why do you presume that I am talking with him? He asked that the voice wasn't loud, and I was telling him that to raise his voice because others want to hear too.
I agree, but then he has to start over because you can't use that on television if you have two people talking at once.
Sorry.
I'm looking out for him.
Okay, I'll start from the beginning. We are not with killing innocent people, and that's the main point. But when you're talking about somebody who has his land occupied, who has his friends being killed every day, being abused on the checkpoints, in their lands, in their homes even, you can't tell somebody who is facing all this, don't defend yourself. He has the right to defend himself. And that, and if he hasn't any other way to defend himself but that, he'll use it. And again, I'm saying we're not with killing innocent people.
But you're saying, in effect, it's still a useful weapon.
I'm going to say to the Israelis that the main problem is occupation. End the occupation there and let the refugees come back and give the Palestinians all their rights. And there will be no cause for problem, and so there will be no bombings.
Because children are blown up in these pizzerias, and you said you're not in favor.
Give a chance for other people. Yeah. Yes.
Can you talk about some of the support that you've gotten from other youth? I observed a great meeting yesterday with the South African delegations, youth delegations. Could you talk about the support that you received from other delegations during this trip?
Yes, about the African delegations. They were having with them letters from African children, and they told us about how do they support us in doing a global march out there in South Africa, and they told us that they are with us, and they can feel us, so that make us very happy, and we appreciate it for them that they can feel us and support us in many different ways.
Yes.
Hi. What do you think is the most important thing the international community could do to help you?
باعتقاد انه نحن نطالب المجتمع الدولي بتوفير حماية اول شيء حماية دولية للطفل الفلسطيني.
We ask from the international community to provide international protection for the Palestinian children.
وايضا نطالبهم بعودة اللاجئين الى اراضيهم لانه كمان احنا كاطفال بنقدرش نعيش بعيد عن وطننا. ثاني شيء بنحسهم على انهم يضغطوا على المجتمع الدولي لانهاء الاحتلال الاسرائيلي لانه كثير يسبب في انتهاك حقوق الطفل الفلسطيني.
We also want them to provide the return of refugees to their homeland, and the main thing is to end Israeli occupation because it violates all children, Palestinian children's rights. There was somebody else, and then
Yeah, I'd like to ask the participants if any of them know any children from Palestine whose homes have been destroyed. If they have any first-hand knowledge of this, and if how they faced it and how they reacted to it.
Do you mean totally destroyed or?
Oh, okay.
Sir?
Totally
destroyed or?
Any destroying of homes, demolition of homes.
I can say that mostly every Palestinian house have been destroyed by some way. A wall maybe hit in a window or something like that. And some houses have been totally destroyed, and children of that home and people of that home were just in the streets. The home that is just under us was
the Israeli army attacked
it, yeah, and it was totally destroyed.
Okay.
to ask something about Jenin camp. It's the it's the some the thing that we are all the world can see what happened in Jenin camp. They destroyed all the houses out there, and the children and the families were inside those houses. And there is a lot of families and children who were pushed out of them camp to another villages, and they became another time refugees. They were refugees, and they became another time refugees. And we can see this happening in a lot of camps in Palestine, and before that in Sabra and Shatila. So that's the situation in all the camps and in all the cities that the Israeli's army entered.
How did that affect the school year of your studies?
I'm gonna ask. Okay. The school year, actually, we after the attack on the West Bank before about 1 month, the school was stopped for 30 days, or around this number, for about 30 days. It was completely closed because they can't even, you can't even get out of your room. If you moved for 1 meter, they will shoot you. How are you going to go to your school? Okay, that's, on the other hand, there were some schools were occupied. Yeah, and there are some schools were destroyed. And I and now we must finish that was supposed to finish the school after the final exams in the end of May, in the end of this month. But after because of the delays of the school, and this, we're gonna complete the school in summer. We're gonna add about 20 days from the summer, or about 1 month, to could complete what we lost of the days.
Okay. Thanks. Adults on both sides seem so far to be unable to reach any sort of peace agreement. Do you feel as children you have anything, any new ideas that might help bring about peace?
The first thing that will bring to us a peace is to have our land back, and the refugees back to them land. And the peace have to be fair for the both sides. Not to be, it's supposed to be fair. So that the peace mean to us, that to live and save in your house, in your school, and or your family, you yourself to be in safe. That the peace what we need.
How do you see U.S. role in the Middle East peace process when Bush administration said Arafat needs to do more?
The U.S. is not going to stop their support to Israelis. They just if they don't want to support us in our point of view and our rights to help us to get those rights back, they have just to stop supporting Israelis, because they are supporting the other side, and while supporting the other side, they can't be neutral.
Yesterday you asked Ms. Machel a question on when will this end. What did you think of her response?
She answered me that they have nothing to do. So because there is a big power control this situation. But we try to reach to them our needs. So we would like to live in peace, so they can as she's in the United Nations, they can do something, only for the children to give them rights in them land.
With hope and with peace. Especially coming here with a demand for the right for education, what would you individually, if you could all answer this, what would you like to do in life?
إيش بنسوي؟ راح أكون بالتجربة لهم. طبعاً إحنا ما بنفكر في المستقبل الحين، لأنه كل مع الاحتلال ومع اللي صار في الانتفاضة شتت لنا أفكارنا. كمان ترانسليت.
we cannot even think of the far future, because what is happening now, we feel so distracted, so so worried, so angry.
كل تفكيرنا الآن كيف ممكن نوفر أو كيف ممكن نضمن لأنفسنا دقيقة أخرى نعيشها بعد كل الأحداث الخطيرة اللي عم بتصير في فلسطين.
All what we think about is how to have another minute of life. We are afraid of death.
لكن نحن نتمنى إنه ينتهي كل الاحتلال ونتمنى إنه يعم السلام في المستقبل إن شاء الله.
What we want is to end completely end occupation and to have peace. Yeah, sorry. Yes.
You spoke about the innocence in children. You have a very hopeful message for peace and how you genuinely want peace in your home. But as children, are you disappointed with the adults in both communities? Do you feel that you've been let down by Israeli and Palestinian adults alike?
But as children, are you disappointed with the adults in both communities? Do you feel that you've been let down by Israeli and Palestinian adults alike?
I'm gonna answer. Actually, we are disappointed of some of them. Why? Because of many reasons. One of those reasons are because they some the adults they don't do anything to face this problem or to end this problem, and some of the adults are causing this problem. You see, so we are disappointed from some of this of those adults.
طبعا احنا فينا خيبة امل كبيرة من الكبار, لأنه هناك ناس تذبح, أطفال تقتل, أيتام يشردوا.
No, we have great disappointment because people are being killed, people are being displaced, children are being displaced, children are being tormented by all these aggression.
ويعني كلهم بصراحة يعني كلهم بيجوا ورا مصالحهم, ما بيطلعوا للشعب شو اللي بيصير فيه. بالتالي احنا بدنا تحرك, ما بكفينا بس وحده كلام, بدنا كمان تحرك لوقف المجازر والمذابح اللي بتصير.
We don't want only words or speeches, we really need action to stop massacres and atrocities.
You've had the chance to meet children from all over the world this week. When you go back, what message are you going to bring back to children that are your age? Do you feel like that you have gained support, or that you understand now that people are supporting you throughout the world? What message will you give to people your age at home?
We'll tell the Palestinian children that we had got many sympathy of others, of other children. They when we tell them our stories, they feel with us. They know that we are being hurt. They know that we are in bad situation. And we also are going to tell them that there are many other children in the world who are facing bad situations just like us. And we hopefully would like to start a network with all those children so that we can communicate with them from Palestine, from our land, and tell them our stories live.
Okay.
Yeah.
باعتقاد انه رسالة مش احنا اللي حنوصلها، لانه اذا الحكاية على حكي يعني على كلام، فكتير صار كلام وكتير صار حكي لكن ما شفنا منه اشي. الرسالة راح تصلنا اذا فعلا في تم تحرك دولي، هذا سيحدد مدى توصيل رسالتنا للعالم، هل هم تحركوا ام لا. هاي هي النتيجة راح تكون. الرسالة
للصغار ولا للكبار؟
للصغار.
Yeah, she's saying the message will be stronger if we really see action in the future from the children in solidarity. It's not enough just to show it here in the conference. It needs to be implemented and shown in concrete action.
Quick follow-up. Do you feel empowered personally, all four of you, having come here? Do you feel like you want to go back and start taking more action after you've met children from all over the world? Do you feel that this conference has personally helped you go back and try and help adults solve what's going on?
Yes, of course. I said that if we feel that the children with us and can feel us and support us, that we that will make us decided to be strong, always be strong, and that we can defend for our land and for our for live in peace, to live in peace.
You mentioned concrete action that other children can take in support of Palestinian children. I'm wondering what can other children that you have met here do to support the Palestinian cause? What are you asking them to do?
First of all, there is the media role. There's the media role. They can get our stories to their countries, since many countries are talking about participating for children and putting politics and those things and participation in taking decisions. They can force and they can do many things since they are going to participate in those countries. They can help us. Every word that they can say, every thing that they can do, every march that they can make for us will be great help, because emotionally we'll feel that we're not alone.
Thank you all for coming. I think this the ending note of Ahmed and the children is not only for the children and the media and but also for the media here and everywhere. Thank you.
Thank you.